Welcome back to the Chicago Tomahawks. I'm Mike, and I've got my linemate Matt with me. And today, we're going to be going over our Team USA predictions. Thursday, we're going to do our Team Canada predictions. But before we get into it, do us a favor. Give us a follow on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. If you're looking for your hockey news and other podcasts that are dealing with other hockey teams, check out FHN.net. They've got everything that you need there. So we're going to get right into it. It's official. The NHL is going to be going back to the Olympics. I am really, really, really freaking stoked about it because I think it's the pinnacle of hockey, man. I love the Stanley Cup Finals, man, but there's something about everybody going back home, you know, getting the best team that they can together and playing for essentially pride. You know, your country's pride and your pride, really, because there aren't really any, and you're not getting any money from it. You're not getting paid for it. You'll get a gold medal, but, you know, that's something that you can hold your head up with pride. So getting into my Team USA predictions, I'm going to start off with line one. And, you know, to be honest with you, you can really move guys up and down this lineup, but this is where I think that they could be the strongest because there's a little bit of grit going down all four lines. I've got Matthew Tkachuk, Austin Matthews, and Patrick Kane on the first line. I did that because Matthews and Kane obviously bring the offense. Tkachuk is gritty, and he could get into the dirty areas and get in front of the net. For my second line, I've got DeBrincat, I've got Jack Eichel, and I've got Brady Tkachuk. Essentially, it's the same reason why I did what I did for my first line, Eichel and DeBrincat being the real, I would say, moneymakers, the real scoring threat, with Brady Tkachuk coming in as kind of like a dark horse, physical presence there, who can finish off offensively and play in the dirty areas. For my third line, I've got Kyle Connor, Dylan Larkin, and Blake Wheeler. Some big guys, and Dylan Larkin has a motor that doesn't stop, and I think he'd be great on a third line checking area. On my fourth line, I've got Brock Boeser, just because he's got, I believe, three straight seasons with 30 goals, JT Miller, and Joe Pavelski. I think Pavelski deserves a spot on this team. He's been consistent his entire career, and I think that he adds a lot. He adds a lot to Team USA. Matt, where are you at with your forward projections?
You got some interesting lines. I like that. For my first line, I have Kyle Connor, Austin Matthews, and Patrick Kane. I just think that's a pretty solid. You got a two-way guy in Connor who could score. We all know Matthews is going to shoot, and then you got the best passer in the world on your line. Hopefully those guys can rip Canada apart.
Right.
Second line, I got Johnny Hockey. And I also have Jack Eichel with an asterisk because who knows if he's going to play.
Right.
So I have Dylan Larkin right next to him.
Okay.
I think Dylan Larkin and Alex DeBrincat would, honestly, to me, they probably would play well together. He's a speedy guy. DeBrincat shoots. And Johnny Hockey's kind of like a poor man's version of Patrick Kane. You know, he could puck handle, he could pass. For my third line, I have the Tkachuk brothers with Pavelski centering them. I think it's just going to be a gritty shutdown kind of line, but they will take advantage of the number one lines of all the other countries, and I think that they could actually turn it around on them and score more goals and keep them on the defense. For my fourth line, I have Jake Guentzel from Pittsburgh, JT Miller from Vancouver, and then Blake Wheeler. This was a tough one. I think Blake Wheeler's would be a good leader on this team, and he could pass too. There's no doubt about it. But it was very hard for me. I kept five guys off. I kept Phil the Thrill Kessel off, Chris Kreider, TJ Oshie, Brandon Saad, and Max Pacioretty. And I did leave Cam Atkinson off too. It's very tough, but I think I like my starting four lines.
Yeah, I do too, man. And to be honest with you, I honestly believe that, you know, hot dog, Kessel could arguably, you know, have a spot on this team. And same thing with Brandon Saad. Brandon Saad's two-way ability, I think, is you know, Kyle Connor is good. I don't think he's as good defensively as Brandon Saad is, though.
Yeah, would you put him on like a third line, kind of like with,
yeah,
maybe the Tkachuk brothers? But I think Pavelski should be a center on the starting lineup. I think he's too damn good, and he shows up when it's a big game. I've always been a big fan of him. I don't think they should leave him out.
If you really think about it, you could do a fourth line of Brandon Saad, Joe Pavelski, and Blake Wheeler. Dylan Larkin has played some time on wing too. That would be a pretty good shutdown line, to be honest with you.
This all depends on Jack Eichel. Like, this is very difficult because Dylan Larkin should also be a starting center. He can even be the fourth line center of this team.
Yeah.
And I just think Joe Pavelski could flourish with the role of the shutdown man.
Yeah.
Against, like, say, Team Canada's Connor McDavid, and who knows who Connor's playing with. But I think Pavelski would be up to the task.
We'd need speed on that line. Whatever line gets the assignment of Connor McDavid. I wouldn't be surprised if Connor McDavid is playing on a line with possibly Nathan MacKinnon.
You're probably right, but if McDavid's on the ice, the player for USA I want on the ice with him is Matthew Tkachuk. I want him to turn Connor McDavid into Drew Doughty, because those two hate each other, and I want Matthew Tkachuk just to get in his head and be all over him the rest of the game. And I think he could do it.
Yeah, I think that he can too. And actually, that's why I split the Tkachuk brothers up too, because I think having them both on one line, I 100% agree with you with your tactical assessment of having them both on the same line to really turn the tide in a game. Mm-hmm. But I think to start the game off, you would want them on two separate lines because they both bring the same thing, and they bring it in spades. On a line with Sidney Crosby, I think I would want Brady Tkachuk to be on that line because Crosby's got a motor, man, still to this day, and he can keep going. I'd like Brady Tkachuk to have that assignment on him.
Yeah, I like that too.
To be honest with you, man, I don't want to get into maybe Team Canada lineups yet because we'll be doing two podcasts in once because this is essentially what it comes down to. I mean, Team USA is building this team behind who Canada is going to put out there. And maybe we should have done Canada first.
But we can't. We're Americans.
100%, man. You know, just because the way they build this team, they're going to be building it to be Canada. And that's what it comes down to.
I think, like what you're saying, I agree. But I think certain players, after we see who Canada picks, there's going to be certain players that are left on and left off this roster.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, Pavelski is one of those guys who can be a difference maker. And I know his age, he's up there. We're not worried about Kaner. We're not worried about Matthews. They're going to hopefully perform. We know Kaner will in big games.
He's going to be the captain of this team.
He definitely should be. And I think if we get a healthy Eichel, we're going to have four or five very good centers that can, skate with, I'm putting McDavid ahead of everybody, but the rest of them, we could skate with these guys. There's no excuses.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to predict after we're done, I'm going to predict the leadership group. You know, Patrick Kane has for years played for Team USA, you know, in years where nobody was on the team really, where him and DeBrincat were essentially leading the squad, you know, and he's done that multiple times, you know, summer after summer. I see him being the captain of this team after naming off the forward group here. But we can move on to the defensive group. I've got Zach Werenski and Seth Jones on the line. I've got Quinn Hughes and Ryan McDonough, and I've got Adam Fox and John Carlson as that third pairing. And I've got John Carlson slash Ryan Suter, because Ryan Suter is still serviceable and he's still a very, very good defenseman and he brings leadership. And I think that he could easily play third line minutes on Team USA.
Did you say Adam Fox?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, did.
Actually,
okay.
I've got Adam Fox and Ryan Suter slash.
Okay.
If he can keep up his point production, I would have Adam Fox. If he's in a slump this year, I would have Ryan Suter.
And we're very close.
And I wouldn't have Adam Fox even as a replacement if he's not putting up points.
Well, we're very, very close. We have the same first pairing. I got the, I'll call it the Blue Jacket connection, because I think they've got the chemistry, and obviously Werenski and Jones. My second pairing, I have McDonough. We saw what he did in the playoffs. He was just an absolute beast.
Lights out.
And I like John Carlson with him, because I think they've actually played together in Olympic and World Championship play.
Okay.
And I'd actually have them called the shutdown pair. So I think I would like them on the ice when McDavid's on the ice, these two guys.
Right.
And then I have my third pairing, Charlie McAvoy, and I have this was a very tough one for me. I put Quinn Hughes, and I have Adam Fox slash next to him.
Okay.
And for my subs, I have Ryan Suter, number one, and then I have Cam Fowler from the Ducks, Torrey Krug, Nick Leddy, and then I have Keith Yandle if they wanted to bring in an old guy with experience.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting. The reason I put Quinn Hughes and McDonough together is because I think that there's a lot of hot and cold there. You know, obviously Quinn Hughes being the smooth skating defenseman and Ryan McDonough being the last line of defense there to back him up. Do you know what I mean?
And actually, yeah, Keith and Seabrook, yep.
Yeah, that's how I organized my defenseman here, having John Carlson and that's why I had John Carlson and Adam Fox on a line together. I think what we need to do, man, is, you know, depending on what the lines are, I would possibly want that McDonough and we'll go with John Carlson line on that McDavid line. But you know what, man, McDavid doesn't play big when you need him to.
So far, yeah.
So far, he has not. So, if anything, what if there's a McKinnon, Taves, Crosby line? That's a dangerous line, man. And I'm going to tell you why. McKinnon's hungry. He's fast and he could shoot. Crosby's very, very creative and he's very good around the net. And Taves is a winner, man. He'll do whatever it does to steal pucks and turn the ice going in the opposite direction. And you have it's three centers right there. So if somebody gets kicked out, you have the problem of possession because they're all good at the faceoff dot. I think that's your Armageddon line right there. I think that would be the strongest line.
It could be, and I would feel comfortable with Werenski and Jones taking that responsibility.
Yeah.
I got, like, my top four, I think, are actually your top four, Werenski, Jones, McDonough, and Carlson, or are you a little bit different with Carlson?
I had Quinn Hughes because of his ability to move the puck and Ryan McDonough being able to back him up defensively.
I'm very comfortable with my four going up against Canada's top two lines.
Yeah.
I think that they could... I think Ryan McDonough, obviously, we've seen what he can do in a big game.
Yeah.
He's won two cups in a row. He can shut you down. He could score. He could pass. We haven't seen much with Werenski in the playoffs, but we know what Jones could do. He's had some big moments in his playoff career with Columbus, but I think that these guys are ready to take the next step.
Yeah.
Carlson's won a cup with Washington.
Right.
And I think these two guys might be our best defensive defensemen, Carlson and McDonough. And I like these two together against whoever. Who's our head coach? Was it Quinn?
I believe so.
So we'll see what he wants to do. But if I'm Quinn, I'm calling Torts and I'm saying, hey, you've been here before. what should I do against Team Canada? Get as much intel you can with these coaches that have been there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is finding out what the lineups are going to be. To be honest with you, a Taves Bergeron line would be deadly. The problem is with Canada isn't just the offensive output; it's the pairings on how you pair guys. You could put McDavid and McKinnon on a line. That's dangerous. You put Crosby and Taves on a line. Crosby and Bergeron play very well together.
I think Bergeron will be playing against Matthews and Kane. No doubt about it. He'll be out there. Kane too. Taves.
Yeah, they might. They might make that a Taves Bergeron line right there, because they're their best defensive forwards.
Yep, Selke guys. Yep.
Oh man, scary. Dude, that's scary, man.
It is,
especially if they because Taves has a shot. The problem with Taves is that he's so good defensively that people want him to score at that 35-40 goal clip. And a lot of times he hits that between 30 to 35 goal mark. A lot of times, man, Taves' goals are huge goals. So he doesn't score. He won't score, say 100 goals like McDavid does, but he'll score 30 meaningful goals that could be game winners, game tying goals, goals that get you back into the game. Like if you remember in that Boston, when the final game when we beat Boston for the Cup, he's the one who scored the goal to tie it up, to give life to the Hawks. Mm-hmm. And he's dangerous. If he's healthy and he's playing, he makes the team 100%. But let's move on to Connor Hellebuck. I've got him number one at goalie. I got Thatcher Demko backing him up and John Gibson. You can mix and match between the guys, because to be honest with you, I'd go at the hot hand.
Yeah, I have the same pairing. You can mix and match with Gibson or Demko, because right. Hellebuck's a starter, no doubt about it. He's definitely been the better American goalie. You got Jonathan Quick, who's been there before. He's obviously a little older now. His back's not great. If they wanted to bring a fourth goalie in, I doubt they would. But, he's been there before. He's had some big games. I think he's got the silver medal. Or was that Ryan Miller? Ryan Miller was just hired, too. Did you see that? He just got hired by Team USA as a coach. So it's a good coach to have. He's had some big games.
Huge.
That great game in 2010 against Canada where Crosby buried it on him. But
it wasn't
Miller,
his fault.
Miller was good.
It wasn't anyone's fault. They scored and that was it, man. I mean, there's nothing more that could have been done from that team.
Just beat them.
To put a better showing out there.
Yep. I got the same goalies, though. But I do believe Hellebuck should be the starter as of now. Hopefully he stays healthy during the season.
Who do you have as the leadership group? I've got with my lineup, I've got Patrick Kane, I've got Blake Wheeler, and I've got Ryan McDonough. Patrick Kane being the captain.
Okay, you got Kaner. I got Kaner wearing the C. I got McDonough wearing an A. And if I'm hoping Pavelski makes it, I got him wearing an A as well.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they didn't just have three of them,
Those are three, or two of them were captains, Or McDonough Pavelski, was a Ranger captain. Pavelski was a Sharks.
He was a captain. Blake Wheeler
could
captain.
Easily be a captain if Taser wasn't on the team. Kaner would be captain, no doubt. But
100%.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah, I'm so super stoked for this. I'm so glad that NHL players are going to be back in the Olympics. Do you have any other NHL news?
You know what? I know that the Canadiens lost Katem Niemi. I've heard rumors now they want to sign him to an extension at $4 million.
Crazy.
So they must love this guy so much. I don't think I would I guess they could overpay the guy just to get him and then sign him cheaper, but do you think he's worth $4 million a year? Three tops?
Not at all. I can't believe I don't know what's going on over there.
It's weird. Very weird.
For throwing out a offer sheet to this guy for $6.1 million. Has he scored over 10 goals in his career ever?
I think he's got like 20-something goals in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
That's insane. They're paying this guy $6.1 million. I'd pay him, because he's been in the league for as long as he has, I'd pay him $2 million for his production and what he does.
So he has 22 goals in 171 games.
Yeah.
And 40 assists, and he's a minus 11 player. Ugh. Yeah, man. See, with this money, I think I would have kept Dougie Hamilton and made that work if they were really serious. And, I mean, that's $6 million for a guy. I mean, Dougie Hamilton probably scored 22 goals in one season.
Right.
You know, in one season.
Scored, yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Not to mention the 40 assists he'll give you as well.
Yeah, in his 3 years, right? It's just crazy. I didn't get that one. I think I would have spent it, like, if I'm going to go balls out on an offer sheet and give up picks, I'd rather go for Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah, no kidding. I honestly, man, I can't believe, I think it's honestly a spit in the face to Dougie Hamilton that they're going to give this kid $6.1 million.
And I'm sure he's not happy about it.
And they couldn't give him $3 more million. Or they couldn't give him $9 there. Maybe they offered him $9 and he didn't want it.
Hey, he wanted to win a cup, dude.
Maybe winning a cup was that big of a deal for him that he had to go to New Jersey.
He had to get his best opportunity to win a cup. So, I mean, he got to sign with the Devils. I mean, they've only won back-to-back. I mean, oh, that's Tampa. yeah, I don't know, man. And then Christian Dvorak was instantly traded to the Canadiens by the Coyotes after this deal.
Yeah.
And I think the Canadiens made out pretty damn good.
With a first round and a third round draft pick, right? 2022?
Yeah, the Palos, Illinois native, Christian Dvorak. He's got 300 games played. He's got 67 goals, 79 assists, 146 points. He's a minus 19 only because he had a Coyote on his sweater the last however many seasons. But, I mean, I think I like this guy. And obviously, he was a big guy in Phoenix. Hopefully, he's got some skill around him now in an organization that cares. Maybe he'll be a lot better.
I give Bergevin a lot of credit for turning this into a huge positive for this team. I think it's very obvious that they're not going back to the Stanley Cup final this year. Their leadership group is losing their captain. And Carey Price, I believe, is nursing some injuries right now. So, you know, stocking up some draft picks is a really good idea.
Yeah, a one, especially a number one pick.
Right.
For a guy who's got 20 goals.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, they got two. Well, a first round and a third round pick for
Third round pick, too. And now, even if they wanted to, they could flip some picks if they wanted to get somebody they really liked to build around. And good for them. I didn't get that one, though.
Christian Dvorak was looking to close on a house, man, and he got traded to Montreal.
I heard. Yeah, poor guy. I'm sure he doesn't care, though, no. He's going to the freaking mecca of hockey, you know? So he's going to actually play in a building where you get cheered for. Not
some
just
guys,
Shane Doan.
Some guys don't like it, man. You know, some guys have a hard time playing in that kind of environment, though. You know, they they don't want to be in that limelight.
Well, this kid's he's a Illinois native. He's a Chicago kid. I'm sure he went to Blackhawks games. I'm sure he loved it.
Yeah.
You know, he's a young kid. I think he was born in 2000. So he's obviously watched the Hawks dynasty grow. But I think he's, 20? He's got to be 22 years old, right?
Yeah, I believe so. He was 23, but...
23?
Give or take a year.
No doubt about it. He grew up watching Kane and Taves rip it up.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's going to love playing for an Original Six and full buildings cheering for him. I mean, I would love it. I hope he does well.
Yeah.
Get out of that desert. Yeah.
It just boggles my mind that they still have a team there. You know, like I just don't understand why. Do they purposely have a team there just so they can dump contracts? Stay on the cap floor, you know?
I heard that they made a bid to go somewhere else in Arizona, but I don't get that one.
Yeah, I believe it was Glendale.
I thought it was a different city, but still, I would go out of the state, even the country, for this team to be successful.
Yeah, maybe Houston. I know Houston's been trying to get a hockey team, apparently.
Well, yeah, the problem is Dallas wants to be the, you know, they want to be the team in Texas. They don't want to share. So that, but I think competition is good. I think competition is good.
Those transplant Minnesotans over there in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. They just want one Dallas Stars team. But I wish there was a team just north of us in Wisconsin. I think that would be pretty cool because I know the Cubs and the Brewers have a good little rivalry. The fans go back and forth and go to an away game. And I think that'd be cool for like Hawks fans if they had, say, like a team in Milwaukee or even Madison. But it's just they go by population and demographics, and I guess it's just not there. But I know high school hockey in Wisconsin is big, very, very, very big. It's on TV, and I know junior hockey's growing out there. So I'm just surprised that they don't even attempt to mention putting one there.
Yeah, they can make them the Madison Cheeseheads.
Yeah, the Cheeseheads are something cool, like the Madison, like Wisconsin Dells, like everyone goes there. Just
yeah, and then the mascot is a kid sliding down a water slide.
It's like an inner tube.
Yeah. Yeah. You got anything else, man?
No, man. I hope everybody's enjoying their day off today, because I know I am.
Oh, by the time they hear this, it'll be it'll be Tuesday.
It'll be Tuesday, but we're doing this on Monday, and it's a day off for us, and we're just relaxing, talking some USA hockey.
Yeah, man, it's great. All right, guys, that's all that we got for you today. This is the Tomahawk. We're out of here.